If you're not listening to the Smoke World Podcast, you're wasting your time, you mortal. What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of Smoke World. I'm your host, Stone, with my man Sketches. So go grab that stick. Go grab a glass, whatever you're drinking. Let's sit back and have that conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, let me say this. We need you guys and girls to mark your calendar. I'll wait. Get your pen out. Your stylus. Phone. Whatever you're going to get out.
Crayon.
Whatever. Y'all ready? Okay, they ready, Sketches.
Spray paint.
They ready. May 19th, 2024. This month, May 19th.
On a Sunday.
That is a Sunday. 1102 DuPont Highway. Tobacco Fill Cigars. We, here at Smoke World, we want to say thank you. We want to have an appreciation. Thank you for supporting us. It's been 4 years. Damn. 4 years doing this podcast, bro. Can you believe that, Sketches? 4 years doing this bullshit. But please come out. There's no charge. Cigars will be discounted throughout the store. Door prizes, food, all for free because we want to say thank you. Plus, you guys can get your eyes on Sketches. Y'all haven't met Sketches.
Y'all don't show up. What's wrong with you? Like, free. What are you doing Sunday? Come on.
Free.
At that time? I know you're not going to church, you heathens.
Whoa, wait a minute now. Let there be light in my church. Let it be free.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, my word.
Praise the Lord.
Because just you
praise
are
the Lord.
Just a heathen.
Praise the Lord.
All right, all right. Let the church say
the
amen.
Church say amen.
Yes. Again, May 19th, people. 12 to 5. Tobacco Fill Cigar Store, 1102 DuPont Highway.
So the 13, right? It's on the 13, right?
Huh?
That's the 13.
Yeah, Route 13. Yeah, but
you know, for some people, you know.
Yeah, but if you ain't got that kind of navigational skill set in your brain.
Right, right, right.
You got to type that address in, man. So what's up, Sketches? How you feeling today, brother?
Feeling good, man. I was out there in the streets of Wilmington, Delaware, giving out food at the pantry, my church brothers, my pastors, and I'm there, you know. Doing neighborhood stuff, man. Giving back, man.
To the community. That's what it's all
about.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about, man.
That's what's up, man. Actually, I'm smoking today. Let y'all know what I'm smoking. The Billinger, 1888. My first time having this. Right now, you know what I mean? She's running real smooth. Real smooth. What you smoking on, bro? What's that?
You know that CO. That KO.
Yeah.
That KO.
Yeah.
This is a Fasa.
Fasa. Orange Fasa.
Fasa, this guy look like me a little bit. It's like a guy with sunglasses on, like an afro, and Spike Lee a little bit.
Well, let me see. I'm going to shout out CAO on these Fasas. Based on the price point, these cigars are under $10, and it's a good smoke, people. The CAO Fasa. Fasa.
Fasa. I like it.
Fasa. Under $10. Smoke World prices. They listen to us. Smoke World prices.
It's a nice hard medium, though. It's a hard medium. Okay. Pause.
You said hard, real rough.
Pause. Rough, medium. Pause.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what we want to discuss today? I'm going to talk to the people.
Speaking about heart.
I want to talk to y'all. Y'all got to excuse my smacking on my lips. The cigar was getting good with a drink. We want to discuss navigating romance in the cigar lounge. I'll say it again. Navigating romance in a cigar lounge. Stone, what you talking about?
What you talking about?
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
What you talking about, Willis?
Some of y'all savages. Some of y'all running through. Y'all running like y'all in high school up in here. We're going to have to discuss this today. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to have a conversation.
We're going to talk about it.
Male and female. Some of y'all reckless. Right. Some of y'all real reckless with shit. Real reckless.
Psychologically, we all guilty.
Speak for you. Yeah, those words. Disclaimer. Those of smoke world. I mean,
but psychologically.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna let you start it off. Feed it to me, brother.
So
what are you saying?
So at work, we have this thing called the work husband and the work wife.
Not everybody, but go ahead. I'm gonna let you go. Go ahead. Go
Sometimes
ahead.
They think they don't have it, but they be having it. That extra, hey, no, I pay for the coffee every day. That's your work wife. Hey, can you bring me back a salad? There's no money exchange. That's your work husband. Because sometimes you don't even do that for your own.
I'm listening, buddy.
So it's a relationship. And on a one-on-one, that relationship on a one-on-one is an intimate interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Monetarily.
Okay, so because your statement is, if I'm clear,
it adds up to something special.
Cindy, call her Shushu.
I call her Sin.
Okay, Sin.
But I could only call her Sin.
Don't have to pay for coffee. She don't have to pay, as you say, coffee.
Mm-hmm.
She don't have to pay for the coffee.
Any lunch.
Any lunch. Oh, it's not taking turns here?
No.
Okay, well, maybe you just a sucker. Damn. Wow, did I say that? I'm sorry. Let me retract that.
I don't let my wife pay for anything for coffee.
Maybe because you're a sucker. Wow, did I say that? Let me retract that. Hey, man, this relationship is a give and take. Am I right? Now, some of y'all listening saying, Stone, you know you wrong. You ain't got your wife paying for coffee.
No. Coffee?
We give and take. We go out. Maybe one day she treat me. We go out another time, I treat her.
But the majority, who's doing?
Ain't no majority here. See, that's, I don't like that. I don't live there. I'm about to get like earthquake on y'all mother. I don't, majority, what?
Earthquake can't read.
Wow. Sorry, Earth, about the earthquake. You're my man. I'm going to give you his address after they got a podcast. But it's a give and take scenario. So I hear what you're saying as far as Sin, you getting her coffee. Now, let's take that to the lounge. Let's move to the lounge. So, are you buying...
Yes.
Sin cigars?
Yes.
Oh, you're a sucker.
Yes. What? Whoever... It was... I was doing it more. She did it once in a while.
Did she smoke like that? Or was you the smoker? Did you bring her in? Or was she, was she a smoker already?
It was just around the same time.
Y'all was introduced to cigars around the same time.
Because we started smoking the little cigarillos.
Okay.
So we started doing going to the cigar lounge because it's down a block from our job.
Why was y'all doing that? Let's start.
We was doing double overtime. So instead of going home, we went to the lounge.
Just y'all two.
Whoever smoked. Whoever smoked, but that was my partner.
Well, you know, your voice went up a few notches.
That was my whoever smoked. That was my partner. So that's my job wife that went over to the cigar. And as I got there, I noticed other people was doing the same thing.
Elaborate. What do you mean doing the same thing? So all y'all partnered up with opposite sex co-workers, quote air quotes,
exactly.
People. Co-workers, and you're going to the cigar lounge to hang out.
But not just my job. So I would go there. It was two construction workers there. And I knew he was married, but he still had a significant other that they were so close, and all they did was smoke together. So from the distance, it looked like they wasn't together. At a distance, it looked like I was together, but we weren't. We were cigar wives and cigar husbands. And
I'm not a fan of that term.
I'm not a fan of it either. I didn't realize that until
who
I turned 54.
Who coined that? You know what I mean?
I didn't realize that until I turned 54.
You didn't realize what, sir? That you were tricking? Tricking ain't easy. So.
I see it in the lounge now.
Okay, that's what we want to talk about. Navigating romance in the cigar lounge. So you're saying in the past, your coworker from work, you wanted to now take it easy, digress, get your head right. Hey, let's go to the cigar lounge.
Right.
Chill for a couple hours
right.
before I go home. Obviously, nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying she didn't have to pay for any cigars or
no.
You were catering to her
right.
as if she was your date.
Right. Didn't even realize that because that's the way I treated my wife.
Key word, wife. So, very good point. I want you to feel like you're too vulnerable.
Right,
because
right.
we want you to share. I'm being real. This is a safe space. It's only me and you. We're having a conversation.
It wasn't physical, but it was on one-on-one.
Did you feel guilty or do you feel guilty now?
No.
Based on your behavior?
No, because as the years went on, my wife brought the whole concept of the husband and the wife at the work. And I'm like, oh, snap, this is what I was doing all the time. She does it too. She says she don't pay for meals at work.
Okay, now.
So I'm like, okay.
So this is where I got a problem. I'm a cheap bastard, and maybe that's the reason. But it's not going to just be me. We're going to look out for each other. Yo, I got you today. All right, good looking. Yo, give me a sandwich. Bop, bop, bop. Let's keep it, and I want to say relevant, because we mentioned romance in the cigar lounge. So I don't want to get too far off track. So let's keep it on track and use cigars as our vessel.
So I want one day in front of the lounge, in front of the humidor, and watch when a man walks in with a woman, might not be his wife or his girlfriend, who goes to the counter and pay for those cigars?
I need to know the relationship.
But regardless, it doesn't matter because they all paying for them. Most of them are paying for it.
If that's your lady, okay.
No, I'm saying the majority of the men that goes in the humidor with a woman comes out and pay for the cigar. If you sit there and watch the whole process, the man is sitting there buying the cigars when he gets to the counter. And I've been watching that for years. So I'm thinking if he's paying for the cigar, that must be his girl. But no, nah. They sit down, you start talking, now she's cool. I was going to school with her. Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. I see the ring. She ain't got a ring on. I observe all of this.
I understand, but I need to know the dynamics. I can't go, if I don't know you, and watch one transaction and make a judgment. Like, I don't know what these people
are. Well, no, it's a lot of transactions.
So, unless I'm there
I watch people. I did that in the military. That was my job, to watch people. And to take data and information from people as a civil affairs specialist. So when I sit down, I watch everybody that comes in, his body movement. Are they a harm to me? What are they? A relationship. I'm looking at hand rings, gestures.
Ditto.
I'm looking at all of that.
Ditto. But there's no way, without having the intel, just to watch that on surface to say one way or the other. Now, you have to be at a lounge you frequent to know the players. You just can't see some strangers come in and say, oh yeah.
No, I take
you see what I'm saying?
I take that when you sit down and I know you're there for an hour and there's no touching, there's no rings involved, one has a ring, one don't have a ring, you can add it up. You don't have to like math it up. It's like, okay, if they are married, why they ain't touch each other in an hour and only one has a ring on?
Hell bro.
Come on. Now you see it in the clubs.
You know what? Technology's changed the game. How many people, husband and wife, go out to dinner? They got cell phones in hand. They not even communicate. They not even talking to each other. They on the phone.
Exactly.
They're not engaged.
But we're talking cigar lounges here.
Yes.
It's a little different at a cigar lounge.
But you going by touchy-feely.
But that's what a lounge is. It's an intimate place. I know it seems weird, but it's an intimate place.
I don't see too much touching and feeling going on, whether it be husband and wife.
If you see me coming my wife, you're going to see me touch her into a point where you know she's mine. That's what we do as husband. That's what a wife going to do. She's going to make sure everybody know this man is mine.
Well, that's something different. Different conversation.
No.
It's something different. Yo, y'all bitches, don't come over here and touch my man.
But I watch that. I look at all of that.
So, to navigate, how does one navigate? Let's just start from a clean slate. Okay, we're going to pretend you know, like Bernie Mac said back in the day, long time ago, before you was married. Boom, we're gonna put you in the cigar lounge. You see somebody you like. Okay, how do you navigate? Do you treat that like work? But see, work is different because you're spending a lot of time with that individual at work. So you're starting to get to know them intimately, personally, you know about their kids. You know a lot about them because you're spending hours with them. Mm. The lounge, not so much, unless they become part of your circle. So how does one navigate that romance at the lounge? So do you say, oh, damn, okay, this young lady comes in. She seemed like she comes in on Thursday. You're a frequent flyer.
Exactly.
And you peep the schedule.
Exactly. We peep the schedule, son.
7 o'clock.
We peep the schedule, son.
She coming in here. So, what kind of moves you going to make? You going to go play the game, walk like you're going to the humidor at the same time she's going to, hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up? I see you come here a lot. What you smoke? You know, that's what I want to get into. How does one navigate?
What you smoke? How long you been smoking? You do mediums?
I'm saying your face, right? Y'all can't see his face, people. Sketch his face look like he ready punch you in the mouth. What you smoke?
And you smoke mediums? Because I never saw that.
Yo, listen, let me give you some advice.
I never saw that.
Don't go with that face if you was going to go there. Yeah. His face looked like he was ready to stick her up. Yo, what you smoke? Mediums? What you mean, son? Yeah. So, how does one navigate romance in the lounge? Just keep it tactful, respectful.
Not pervity. Not over aggressive.
Not weird. Don't be the weirdo.
Weirdo.
Don't be the weirdo dude. Or the girl. Okay, this is work both sides of the equation. Okay? So now, I'm down with that approach to some degree. You say, okay, she's going to the humidor. Ah, coincidental. You got to go into the humidor. Dum ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. You slide right up on her. Hey, how you doing? Hey.
Any suggestions?
She ain't asking you that, motherfucker. She ain't asking you that.
Any help?
You work here, nigga? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What kind of day you had?
Whoa, 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 you need something.
You need something strong or something mild,
bro. You work here or something?
No, I've been smoking for 35 years.
Well, sit your ass down with all these questions like you customer service specialist.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to help.
No, you're a weirdo. That's weird.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to help.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not take that advice. Like he works there. You don't work there. You need some help. What are you smoking? Can I give you some? What? I'm like Cat Williams. What?
But this is I'm actually looking for a cigar at the same time, I would think, while I'm there break the ice.
You already knew the routine. She's coming at 7, between 7 and 7:30 on Thursday.
She doesn't know that.
But you are a pervert. And you're going to go walk up on her
you're breaking the ice.
With your pants, you mean stick out front.
That's how you break the ice.
Say it again.
Breaking the ice. That's okay. How you navigate. You have to break the ice.
Okay, let's try.
Either she like you or not.
Okay. I don't like that approach. I'm just saying. You mean, like Pee Wee Herman, you got your pants way up, and you got your front sticking out hard. Like, hey.
But you're buying a cigar. It's not like you're going in there and you're not buying a cigar. You're going in there.
You're already in there. You watched her come in. You set it up.
But she don't see you.
Yes, so how do you approach?
You got to break the ice. The best chance to get her is in the humidor. Because it's you and her.
Ladies, we're going to pray for sketches.
It's you and her. You ain't got to worry about competing with the crowd. Mm. This is how I would do it.
Okay, you're right. There was no wrong. I'm sorry, sketches.
Go ahead. I would go in there and buy the house smoke.
Of course you would.
One house smoke cigar, $5-6.
Right.
Just to get the break the ice, to get the first chance of, you know. And get her vibe. And if she brushed me off, I get the cigar, I go back in. At least I said something to her. So she see me again, I'm going to at least get the nod. How you doing? I spoke to you before. Yeah.
Okay, how come you just can't start up with speaking? All this, can you help? Like you work there.
No.
Can I help you? Can I help you find something?
No, I ain't say help you.
What? Sir, you said that.
I said, what?
This is a recorded program.
How can you, you know, what kind of cigar are you looking for? You need help or something good?
You don't work there.
I don't have to work there.
What are you talking about here? You don't work.
I've did it before. I have one into
it's like me walking around the market and you popping up out of nowhere. Hey, sir, you need help? What are you looking for, huh?
What kind of fruit you want?
You looking for cereal? Aisle 6. Let me show you where's that. And you looking around like, yo, do my man work here? What are we talking about?
Yeah, but if I'm in an aisle and she's sitting here, she picks up a piece of fruit, and if I know that fruit, I'm gonna go, what you look out of, what you looking for in the fruit? Is it the tenderness? What are you? Because I look at this. I'm breaking the ice. I'm an icebreaker.
Mm.
I've been breaking ice for a long, long time.
You've been crushing ice. I'm gonna treat you like Unk treat Ocho. Come on, Ocho. Ocho, come on, man.
I break come the on, ice. Ocho. I don't mind saying something.
I don't have a problem speaking.
Speaking,
but
breaking the ice.
But it's the way you break the ice, brother.
I don't care. Because most women. And I think this can be, I think if they had a survey, they took a survey and they said most women like men with a sense of humor.
Yes.
So by breaking the ice and letting them know that you have that sense of humor right away, you win over half of the women, according to statistics and surveys. Five answers on your board. Here's your question.
It's the way how you go about doing that, sir.
Right, but there's no real way as long as you're not over the top.
Yes, don't be a weirdo. Don't be creeping people out. When you came in, I would have thought you worked there at the humidor. The questions you was asking, if I was walking on the other side,
I would actually say I don't work here. I don't work here.
So how are you going to help me? Okay, let's play this out. I'm going to be, what's my name? I don't want to be ethnicity. I'll be Sharon. I'll be sharing. Let's play this out. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all bear with us. We love y'all. Smoke Pro. This is what we do on the podcast. So I'm going to be sharing. Go ahead. Who are you? Sketches?
I'm Sketches.
Okay.
I'm who I am.
I'm Sharon.
You walk through the door. I'm smoking a cigar. I'm like, okay.
I'm now Sharon going into the humidor.
Bing, bing, bing.
I'm in the humidor now, sashaying my ass around, smelling good, looking good.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm single and I want you, I'm going to put out my cigar.
Put out? Okay.
Violation. I got to put it out.
Okay.
Put out the cigar.
Forgive Sketches. You don't put a cigar.
Lay it down.
Okay. There we go.
Go in that humidor.
Okay.
And look and go to the aisle of the house cigars, the cheapest cigars in there. Hey, how you doing? What's going on? What you smoking? What you smoking on? What you doing? What you smoking?
Talking to me? Oh.
Yeah, what you?
You can't be
what
me.
What you smoking?
I'm
sharing. I had a rough day today, man. I probably gonna get something strong. What you smoking today?
You talking to me?
Yeah, what you smoking? You only went in here. What you smoking today?
Okay. A cigar.
What kind? What you normally smoke?
Do I know you?
No. I just want to know.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't work here. I'm just trying to, be nice, because
I'm fine.
I know a lot of, when people come in and people are all uptight. So I'm just trying to break the ice. I'm sorry if I'm sorry. I apologize.
No problem. I smoke. I'm here like multiple times. So I know where everything is at. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry.
And I didn't think you worked. I don't remember.
Oh, no. I work here. No. But I'm,
okay.
I just want to see, because sometimes if you're smoking something and you had a rough day, sometimes I would try a new cigar. And that's how I get my cigars. I'll find out which one you smoke it, and I might try to smoke it. That's what I do when I smoke cigars.
So that was the pushback, Sharon. So I'm going to give you another opportunity with the receptive Sharon.
Right.
Okay, that was the pushback, Sharon. So you always got to think Sharon is going to be the pushback, Sharon. Anywhere else to go after that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But now, I'm going to give you the receptive sharing. Okay. I'm going to engage you.
Okay.
Put your cigar down.
Mm-hmm. Bing, bing, bing.
Now, here you come in the humidor. I'm over there. I'm doing my thing. Do, 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 do.
Wow. What you smoking today?
Excuse me?
What you smoking today?
You know, I haven't decided yet.
All right. Okay. I mean, what you just looking for? Medium, full? What you know? I want to try something new today. What you smoking? What you thinking about?
You know Raphael? Because Raphael is, he works here. He can probably help you out.
Oh, no. Raphael always be picking out them stupid cigars sometimes, man. I like to do what other people smoke that made them feel good and then try it. What you smoking today?
Okay, well, since this is going to be my first smoke of the day, I'm going with something medium.
Okay.
I'm going with the Prodermo Champagne.
I happen to smoke that already. That's a good cigar. That's a nice cigar for your first one.
And a glass of wine.
Oh, what kind of wine you drink?
19 Crime, Snoop Dogg.
Oh, man. It's delicious, man. I was just in Wilmington drinking that. My man passed away, and they had that on the table. So
I'm from Wilmington. That's where I'm from, Wilmington.
Oh, okay. Sorry to hear about
that. What you mean, sorry?
I'm just kidding. It's just a joke, you know.
Oh, you trying to get these panties?
No. I'm just trying to, you know, be social. Because I know people. I'm just trying to make everything cool so you... You know, just to lower the levels down and make you feel nice and calm.
I'm calm already, baby. This is what I do.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, you want to walk up on me like you want us something.
Mm-mm. I just want to know what you're smoking. That's all.
Did you get your answer? You happy? You satisfied?
I'm super satisfied. Welcome to the lounge.
Have a nice night.
I'm not going nowhere.
Maybe you're not, but I'm going over here to sit and smoke. And drink my goddamn wine. 19 Crimes.
Okay. If you want somebody to talk to, I've been done it, and I will do it again.
No, thank you.
Okay. You have a nice day.
Yeah, you too, Whoa. So, folks, we played the pushback sharing, the receptive sharing.
Right.
So, that's what I said. It's a tricky space.
It is a tricky space.
To navigate this romance in the lounge. I know y'all listening saying, no, it's not Stone. Sketches, y'all tripping. It's not that hard. If you got game, you got game. Whether you're in the cigar lounge, you're at the club, you're at work, you're in the market, you're at church. Game is game. Yes and no. But do you really want to shit where you eat at? Or where you smoke at? A lot of y'all said yes. I heard y'all. Didn't you hear them? They said yes.
Yeah, I heard them.
Yes. Yes, we do. We love it. They don't care.
They don't care.
So how does one respectfully navigate that? Because let's speed up, move forward. Now, you and Sharon, y'all item now, but y'all don't want nobody to know. This is on the down low. Keep it on the down low, down. Okay, so.
It's R. Kelly?
So, my bad, I don't know.
We doing R. Kelly?
Yeah, don't worry about that. Okay, get distracted.
No Diddy.
So, but. You want to keep the secret because that's how, you know, that's how we operate out in these streets. You see her, you just nod. She see you, you just nod. Or do y'all engage and you sit down and have that conversation like, oh, okay, we just cool. Like he was with the work, a.k.a. quote, air quotes again, work wife.
Right.
What does that look like? If you want to keep it because you don't want nobody in your business. Because it's a gossip place. Cigar lounge, no matter how nice, how much you love it, it's gossip. That's one of the number one gossip places in the globe.
Right.
It's
a cigar lounge. Exactly.
But that's what it is.
There's sports, and then there's gossip.
So, how do you operate in that arena? Listen, you call, text. Yo, I'm coming through. I'm going to be over here chilling.
Right.
I'm going to be with my girls. I'm going to be my fellas. You know, what do you do? What's the next step, brother? Help us out.
Stop. I think it's situational. I think it all depends who's there. I guess when you get there and it's like, okay, nah, we got to act separate right now. I think every time you get there is going to be something different. That's what I think. Because you get there's only five people in there.
But one of them going to be the main gossip person. Like,
yeah, but you just called you.
Big Mouth Rudy.
It's called you.
Remember, you ain't the only person watching every move in Cigar Land.
But it's called you.
Okay, because Rudy like this.
It's called you. In the conversation, it's called you.
Again.
You're not talking sexual. You're just talking regular conversation.
5 minutes ago, you said you was a person who observed. There are a lot of you.
Right, but I didn't hear the conversation.
No, because they're gonna play it off. But Rudy, who's there every day, Rudy looking and know every god dang on thing. Yo, what's up, Sketches? Yo, what's up, Rudy?
How come Rudy don't never tell me?
Because Rudy ain't watching everything.
You go Rudy never tell. I never tell me.
Rudy gonna sit down and be like, yeah, I seen you over there with Sharon. What's up? What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
You always got that person.
Yeah, always got that
person. I peeped that. Peep what? Yeah, I see how soon she came in, you all in the humidor. What's up? You smashing that? You hitting that?
Nah, son. I got a wife and kids.
What that mean? Come on, dog. What that mean, bro? I seen you rub up on the thing. You like, huh?
When?
Yeah, when you in the humidor, you couldn't help yourself. You gave a little rub as you walked past. What's up? Rudy saw it all. Yeah, remember, it's like old Miss Helen who look out the windows, yeah. Who see everything. It's somebody like that in the Cigar Lounge, folks. So you need to remember those things. Again, navigating romance in the Cigar Lounge. What are we trying to say to y'all? It's a tricky thing. Personally, just go, listen, on his face. I'm rocking with Sharon. Sharon rocking with me. That little secret thing, it ain't no secret, really, man. It's not a secret. Everybody know. And it's you looking stupid. She texting you. I ain't got no panties on. You coming over later. You over here with your boys laughing. Yo. Oh, smack. She over there with the girls at the bar. If you have a bar right. At your lounge.
Right.
But that's the game.
That's the game. It is
you
the game.
You know what I mean? Oh, don't look at me.
I've seen that.
Of course.
I've seen that.
How does one navigate romance in the lounge? Go for it.
This is hard.
It's not.
It's getting hard.
It's not.
Pause.
It's not. Be yourself. What you going to do is what you going to do. This is what we grown folks. We doing what we do. All this sneaking, trying to, that don't work. Because you, everybody know. You think y'all got a big secret. You swear to me, nobody don't know what we doing. Lies. You're lying to yourself. Everybody know y'all smashing, y'all sexing, you're doing whatever. But now if you're married, you're doing some nefarious stuff.
Right.
Now that's on you.
That's on you.
But I'm saying if you free, single.
Right. Don't hide it.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. So I guess we're really talking to the nefarious mother out here. That's...
So you're trying to tell me there's a possibility there's men that have a girlfriend in each lounge. Like, possibility, right?
Why not? I got in different area codes. I got hoes. I didn't make the song up, ladies. Don't be mad at me. So, absolutely. And vice versa. Don't be just putting this on men, brother.
Right.
Whoa. These women are great. They're better. They're
way
faster.
And they don't tell.
More intellectual.
And they don't tell.
Keep their mouth shut.
Zip.
When it's time to keep it open, they throat goated.
Woo! No Diddy.
So, nefarious people, I guess we're coming at y'all.
Right.
Because if you're single, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Do you? What you trying to hide it for? This ain't work. Ain't no HR. Human resources ain't pulling you in the office. You know, you guys aren't to be romantic.
We saw you in sessions and we saw you in Cigar with two separate women's and it don't look right. The employees are talking.
There's no judgment zone. You free, you single, you do you. You married? Listen, that's not my problem.
My problem either.
So
I ain't going to say nothing.
You better watch how you
At least
operate.
I don't think I'm going to say anything.
I ain't saying, I'm minding my business, bro. Now, that's another conversation. That's another podcast.
It's another podcast.
If you know your man's or your girl is stepping out
yeah.
on their significant other,
mm-hmm.
we need to Write that down. We're going to need to have that podcast. Do you say anything? Or do you risk losing your friendship because you opened your mouth about, girl, I saw you with such and such. What was you doing? So that's that kind of question. That's another podcast.
That's a podcast. The podcast.
Different podcast, bro. Different podcast. So I think we gave them enough to think about. Navigating romance in a cigar lounge.
I got one more.
Yes, sir.
With the navigation, the way I approach a woman in the humidor, if not that approach, tell me what's a better approach in your eyes?
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all can't see me. I got my hand raised. Why does Skechers always got to catch him in the humidor? What's up with this humidor? Why you got to catch him in the humidor? You can't just catch him while he's sitting down inside the lounge? Why you got to go in the humidor? Skechers, I'm just asking.
Because I want to break the ice before everybody, somebody else does.
Before somebody else does?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're saying.
Growing up, I was either the first person to talk to the girl or the last. I was never in the middle.
Why you got to catch him in the humidor? I'm in humidor, bro. Like, wow.
Because that's the first place where she's...
It's kind of weird. It's too, sometimes
it's like one on one.
Let's think about humidor that we go to down there in that other state, real small,
one on one.
So
I'm getting my first chance of an intimate moment.
You don't think that could make it weird?
Not when you're a lady, a gentleman. No, it doesn't.
Why you just can't catch her? Maybe she's about to go sit down. Maybe she's cutting a cigar. She's pulling out her utensils, her tools for a cigar.
Why
you got to catch them in the humidor?
Because ladies and gentlemen do lady and gentlemen things.
Humidor.
So, right. It's an intimate place. It's just me and you talking. She ain't got to say what she's smoking. She ain't got to say when she's smoking and why she's smoking. Just what you're smoking. Everybody always, that's one of the biggest catchphrase in the cigar world. What you smoking.
No doubt.
So but for her to hear that, it's only normal for the act. Tell me what she's smoking.
I got my hand raised again, ladies and gentlemen. I got my hand raised. You said you was observing. I don't know what makes you think Sharon didn't see your ass sitting down when she came in, and all of a sudden she went to the humidor. Here come your ass. Running up on it, talking about, hey.
In her mind, she's saying, smoking? He must like me.
Maybe. Or she could say, this fucking weirdo.
No. I can't be a weirdo.
Why not?
I'm presented right.
Why can't you wait till she come out the humidor?
Because I'm presented right.
She might come out the humidor. I'm not aggressive.
I just asked her the number one catchphrase in all the cigar world. What are you smoking?
I have no problem with that statement. I have no problem with
and
that.
And it's an enemy between me and you. Why do you got
to
go
into the humidor to catch in the humidor? Why you just can't catch it at the cash register?
Because I want to be the first one. I want to be the first one or the last one.
So you think it's that many people chasing her that it's going to be like five jokers in line waiting to say, yo, what you smoking?
Because I've seen it where a girl or woman who don't know anything, because I went to the other cigar and I... By mistake, I was in the humidor, and somebody came in.
Okay.
And we started conversating. When she came out,
get a pass.
She sat right next to me.
Get a pass. But you sitting down smoking, you already there. You established. You're on your second, third of your cigar.
Right.
But Sharon comes in, and you're like, oh, shit.
I see her. Smash. Boom. I put a square on my cigar, put it down, and I'm going in the humidor.
Right.
If I really want her.
And she saw you sitting down like,
she don't see that. She don't see that. She might think I'm going to get my second cigar.
So you think these women ain't on top of the game?
No,
where they don't see
nothing. No, they ain't on top of the game like that. When you come in the cigar lounge, your one focus is to go into the humidor. You're looking around and seeing if it's crowded, where I'm going to sit at when I get out.
Right.
Right.
So she saw you sitting there.
Right, of course. Now she says, I'm going in to get my second cigar.
Coincidental. I'm just
accidental.
Asking. Maybe they know.
I'm only
right
gonna do it once.
But you and this
per girl.
You the humidor.
I'm gonna do it once per girl. I'm not gonna keep doing it every time she going. How come you always in when I'm in here? I'm gonna do it the one time. I'm gonna crack the ice before everybody else does.
That's your MO. You the humidor stalker.
Oh snap! That's a good one.
So if you see y'all need to come out May 19th at 1102 DuPont Parkway. So you can see sketches. So you get eyes on this guy, on the co-host. So if you see him and you know, if you go on a humidor and he come flying behind you, you be like, oh, yeah, well.
And you better sketches. And you better tell me what you smoking.
You know, yeah, he real aggressive too. With his hat turned to the side.
You gonna tell me what you smoke.
Yo,
you gonna, nah, I mean, you gonna tell me what you smoking.
She like, this is weird. Security. So, your method, the humidor, your humidor stalker.
Yes. That's all good. That's my method, and I'm sticking with it.
Your HS. HS, humidor stalker sketches. He's a humidor stalker. So, ladies, be careful because there are many folks who think like sketches.
But at the same time, a warm welcome, women love warm welcomes.
And I don't think that's it.
You don't think that's a warm welcome?
Hell to the no. I don't. I'm going to treat you like uncle. No, Ocho. Ocho, no. That is not a warm welcome. You're scaring people. Ocho, you can't do it.
You know what's scary?
It's
to be sitting by yourself and somebody walk up to you and sit next to you. That's scary. Wow. That's scary.
Oh, that's scary.
I think that's scarier than, hey, what you smoking in the scrimmador before she buys it.
Again, sir, there are many opportunities. She gets a cigar, several cigars. She goes to the cash register. She pulls out her pocket, goes into her wallet from her pocketbook, pays for cigars. Ample time at that moment. Hey, how you doing? Hey, okay. But opposed to catching somebody in an intimate space, her brain is thinking what I'm smoking. Here you come.
Oh, just got a light bulb. A light bulb just blinked. When I was in Florida, Fort Lauderdale, this last month, I was sitting at the thing paying my $10 cut fee. And two girls came in, and they went to the humidor. They came back out. As they paying, there was two guys that was sitting in the table, says, yo, put it on my tab.
Okay.
So the girls said, oh, that's nice. You know what the girls did after they got the cigars? They sat with them.
Okay.
You take your chance. You break the ice and do whatever it takes.
Okay with that method. I'm not okay with you, Ocho, going up on a girl. Why she in the humidor? You coming with your pants way up high to go, what you smoking, baby? Get the out of here. She like, not a mother thing.
I wanna know, is that stalkish?
It's weird.
It's weird.
It's uncomfortable.
I want to hear from a woman's mouth.
Yeah, you would. You would want to hear it from their mouth.
I want to hear it from a woman's mouth.
You sure got a pretty mouth. Ladies, I'm apologize. You know we love y'all. Sisters of the Leaf, we will continue this conversation. I don't know if we need a woman to be involved in this. But again, it's easy to get.
I go and walk in that Commodore and say, man, I had a rough day today, man.
I don't know you, mother. I don't care about your day.
They don't. That's not part of the Leaf. The Leaf people are good people.
Oh,
they're good people.
So they're not allowed to say that.
No, they don't. It's, Leaf people are good people. Now, we was going in and getting marijuana in a dispensary in Wilmington. I ain't saying a goddamn thing. I'm going to go in there and get my indica, get the fuck up out of there.
So because they're sisters of the Leaf, they got to give you a pass.
It's not a pass. It's just a different respect on what you're smoking.
I don't have a problem with that question. I just don't like the setup, Sketches. I could be wrong, but I'm standing 10 toes down.
Is that because I'm from New York City and Brooklyn that we're...
No. It's called being weird.
Okay.
Why you got to meet in a humidor? Every humidor ain't built the same. Every humidor ain't the same size.
Meet me at the humidor.
You know what I mean? You got to stop smoking your cigar.
Meet me at the humidor. Meet me at the humidor.
I apologize. He going to stop smoking. He sees the girl come in. Put his... Oh, shit. Look at that. Oh, hold on. Oh, yeah. She's in the humidor now.
So you're trying to say I sound like Beavis and Butthead?
Bing, bing.
Just because I put the cigar out and go in there as perv mode? No, I don't want her to see the cigars burning and I'm about to
You're in the cigar lounge. Why is cigars?
Because I want to put it out and make you see I'm getting my second cigar. No, you ever sit down and see a whole
first of all,
cigar sir, sitting there and don't think nothing of it?
Cigar smokers are listening to this right now saying, what the sketch is talking about putting cigars out?
That's why they're 60 years old you watching porn because they don't want to break the ice.
No.
Oh, look at that girl. No. She is good. Cigar etiquette. Man. Oh, she looking good. Go ahead and talk to her.
We cigar smokers don't, just not a cigarette. You put your cigar down and you let it do what it's going to do. Even if you're done with it, you just let it sit there. You don't squish it like a cigarette.
Only do that if I'm doing what I'm doing. Not just to do it. I don't want her to see.
You don't want her to see now.
That I'm smoking a cigar now and I'm about to go in there.
Oh,
it's part of the thing.
You're a stalker. How many PFAs you had out on you? Couple of
in the club.
Text from
you see a girl come in. You don't tell somebody to hold your drink. Either drink the whole thing.
Negative.
You don't tell somebody to hold my drink.
No, you keep it in your hand and walk up on them. With it in your hand.
No, can I buy you a drink?
I got my drink.
But it's better if I don't have a drink in my hand.
Says who? What rule is this?
That's the rule.
Are you talking about?
It's better if I got Can I buy you? Can I buy us a drink?
I'm established.
Can I buy us a drink?
You don't need to know.
And if she says no, hey, let me get her what you call it, and I'll drink and still continue to talk to her. So I got two chances of trying to talk to her.
Oh, wow.
She said no on the drink, but I'm going to still buy a drink and still stand there and still try.
You can't go approach a woman with a cigar in your hand or a drink in your hand and say, hey, how you doing? Can I get you a drink? And have a drink in your hand? Like, I don't know what violation that is. Why do I have to have no drink?
Because it's better if I can I get us a drink?
No. Okay. She say yes or no. Either way.
She say no.
Can I get your drink?
Can I get a Hennessy on ice? Oh, he got money.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, he got money.
What kind of stuff is this?
Oh, he
Hennessy
got money.
On ice. He got money. Oh, he got what year money. Are we talking about here?
We're talking
85.
You know how much Hennessy on ice costs right now in the bar?
But who ordered a nasty Hennessy right now? I don't know who's drinking that. So
it's still a high price. It's still a high price. What you call it? People drink that
in certain demographics.
It's a $25 drink sometimes.
Where you at in the hood?
In Brooklyn. You go in the club. Make that a double. It's $27 for a double shot of Hennessy. It's $27.
Welcome back to the hood of the hood.
Oh, he's doing a double shot of Hennessy. Yeah, you know what? Let me get that. Okay, yeah, that'll probably get it. You have multiple chances of letting her know.
So you're attracting her with your money.
Your
game.
It's all part of the game. She's going to go into a guy in a Corvette over a guy in a Nissan Sentra. I'm just being real.
Well, I'm going to push back because I know cats. That got that kind of game. No matter, they could be on. They walking, they blowing her back out, playing Nintendo, Segway, Sega Genesis,
that's PlayStation. That's how it was back in the day.
And they ain't got no. Right now, 2024, there are women who are letting dudes stay home, sleep all day because they ain't got no job, but putting that work in, and they ain't got nothing. Not a Nissan, not a Toyota, not a Chevette. So. Game is game. But there is no right. There is no wrong.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know. You just love to go in the humidor. You're a humidor guy. I'm not saying I was right.
No, I'm a first or last. Right. Either break the ice first.
So you felt you need to be in the humidor. As soon as they come in.
I got
to
get in the game.
You catch him
in the game. Get in the game, coach. Put me in, coach. I'm in the game.
I'm throwing a flag on that.
Oh, we got to go to New York and take the instant replay.
Flag on that.
Instant replay.
You want to get in the game? Just that fast. Boop. Flag. I'm going right to the humidor. Put my cigar down. Run up on her. Hey, what you smoking, baby?
I'm not going to say baby. I'm not going to say baby.
You shake your hips.
I'm not going to shake my hips.
You're smoking.
I'm going to say I had a hard day today. So she's already a woman. She's already. I'm letting her know I had a hard day today, man. Damn, you know, What you smoking today?
I'm not just
by her telling me what she's smoking, I'm halfway there. Okay. Of being a nice person to her.
Mm-hmm.
All right, oh cool. I might just grab my cigar and just keep it moving. I said something first.
You good with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that. Okay. I'm good with that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not creepy.
I ain't say that.
It's not creepy.
I'm not agreeing with that. But that's your method. That's mm-hmm. your MMO. I'm rocking with that. Who am I to say?
Right. That's if I'm creepy. That's if I was single and that's what I do. I'm not afraid.
You know what I mean? A disclaimer.
There. I'm not afraid.
If I was single, that's how. Because
I want somebody to do that. I want somebody to have the energy and have the oomph to just go up there if they're single to go up there and try that. What's the worst that can happen?
Okay.
What's the worst that can happen?
That's what we're gonna leave right there. What's the worst
that can happen?
They say no, go away.
I'm gonna say most of the time that's not gonna happen. Most of the time, it's gonna happen, but not most of the time.
What do you think gonna be reset?
Every time when I ask the woman what she's smoking, she always told me.
Yeah, you get
but
that,
but not in the humidor.
I'm smoking.
Well, a couple of times in the humidor. Yeah.
Okay, but that's all you're gonna get.
That's enough. That's good enough.
Okay. All right.
That's good enough.
Okay, Ocho.
Saying Ocho?
Because I feel like Shannon Sharp right now with Ocho. I feel like I'm going back and forth. Ocho. If that's what it is, Ocho, that's what it is. That's what you say it is, Ocho. I'm going to let you have that, Ocho. Yeah, that's how I feel like I'm talking to Ocho right now.
He got a lot of kids too, don't he?
Mind your business. He don't.
He don't?
Who?
Ocho. Don't Ocho got kids? He got a lot of kids, I think.
No, a lot of kids. No, they got a lot of kids. Anyway. So ladies,
he must be doing something right.
Yeah, they doing all right. They doing all right.
He's in the humidor.
Shout out to the nightcap.
He in the humidor. He in the humidor. He's okay. Asking what you smoking in the humidor. He's out there. You got to get out there. You got to break the ice. You got to get out there. Again. You got to be a...
No right. No wrong.
A little aggressive. Just a little aggressive. A little bit.
Wow.
On that a little note, bit. I think what are you going to wait till you're 60 years old?
We have scared our listeners.
I think we did.
Enough.
Or at the same time, help a listener to be like, you know what? I'm going to try it. Because all my stuff didn't work. I done bought women cars and jewelry. None of this stuff works.
So now I'm going to go to the cigar lounge.
Meet me at the humidor.
Yo, this Villinger 1888. I'm a fan. I am a fan. Villinger 1888.
Say it again.
The Villinger.
The Villinger.
I'm a fan. 1888 is what it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, listen closely. Again, reminder, May 19th, 2024, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., 1102 DuPont Parkway, Tobacco Field Cigar Lounge / store. We are saying thank you. We're saying thank you to you. And the opportunity to put eyes on Sketches, to see the guy that's going to be coming in the humidor, ladies. You need to see him. So you know, hey, safe space. Put it on your calendars. Put it on your calendars. Sketches, how can they support you? How can they follow you? Shout it out.
You could catch me on Facebook. Catch me on Instagram. Rockin' Rod Hard. ROCNRODHARD. Just type those words in. ROCNRODHARD. Rockin' Rod Hard. Facebook, Instagram. You know what I might do? If we got time and I feel good, I might do a 15-minute sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Stand up. I might.
I ain't mad at you.
Are we giving away prizes? Are we giving
away? Yeah, some door prizes.
Some door prizes. Right.
Door prizes will be there, sir. You got to come. You got to attend to get the door prize. We ain't telling you nothing ahead of time. You won't be disappointed. Put it that way. You will probably walk away with some door prizes.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, Smoke World Podcast, ladies and gentlemen, is the Instagram. Stone at SmokeWorldPodcast.com is the email. SmokeWorldPodcast.com is the website. Facebook, Smoke World Podcast. Everything is Smoke World. Man, why would I change it up? Listen. We thank y'all. We appreciate y'all's support. Again, we hope to see you guys and girls May 19th, 1102 DuPont Parkway. That's Route 13 for those who know. 12 to 5. With all that, I hope sketches don't catch you in the humidor. That's what I'm going to say.
Catch me at the humidor.
We love y'all. Peace.
Peace.